what this program is about.
We're going to take some time now to look at our human experiences, what happens in our lives, what makes us happy, what makes us sad. You know, what goes on in our day-to-day living.
Now, wait a minute. I thought this was a church get-together. Aren't we talking about spiritual stuff?
Sure, but you can't separate the human from the spiritual. They are not separate parts of us. They are who we are.
Wait now. Can you explain that a little more? What do you mean?
I mean that if we look at our human experiences, we will also be looking at our spiritual side. Because our human growth is our spiritual growth, and vice versa. So much of life today is lived in a fast lane. There's hardly time to figure out what is important, and almost no time to change and go in a different direction. Lots of people don't even know what's going on in their lives, and at times people wonder if there's any meaning to life.
Sure. I was just reading about the billions of dollars that are spent each year in the country by people hoping to feel more physically fit.
That's right. People are joining health clubs to work out stress and frustration. The market is flooded with different kinds of exercise machines to make our bodies more fit and to make us feel better. And there are thousands who pay out a great deal of money for facelifts so they can look good.
I just saw a TV ad about how psychiatrists can help us deal with our feelings and the stresses of life.
Much of the stress comes from struggling just to make it in this world by holding two jobs and carpooling children to lots of activities.
In this busy, hectic life we lead, how do we figure out what comes first and what's important and what isn't?
We also need to look at how we connect with one another, what helps our relationships with others, and what hinders those relationships. Then and only then can we look at what helps or hinders our relationship with God. Understanding how we deal with human relationships helps us understand how we relate to God. Notice that the health of a person's body depends on that person's emotions, how happy and content the person is. So, too, our spiritual growth depends on our human growth.
Well, this is beginning to make some sense now.
This time together offers us an experience of slowing down long enough to understand ourselves and our relationships better. The opportunity to slow down helps us to pay closer attention to our life and helps us deal with the world, all the noise, people always trying to sell us something, junk mail, automated phone calls.
Right. Like, if you wish to speak to your spouse, press 1.
Yes.
If you wish to speak to your children, press 2. If you wish to speak to your dog, press 3.
That's exactly. Each time we get together, we look at some part of our lives, like being pulled in all directions, how we use leisure time, the way we relate to other people, the way we relate to God. No one experiences life exactly like you do. You have insights no other person has. Your experiences will make a difference to this group. Speaking up and listening to others is what will make this group happen.